This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And those rooms actually allow you to get on the air and sound pretty great. We've had a couple Discord calls tonight, and it's been fantastic. So feel free to utilize those. It takes, you know, a little bit of extra preparation, right? Like if you want to pick up the phone, dial some numbers, that's the easiest way, the quickest way to get in. But if you do go through the steps, get the Discord app. It's free. You create your Discord account through the app, and then you go on your web browser to discord.lrn.fm. It'll pop open your Discord app, and it'll jump you right into our server. And then all you got to do from that point on is to just join the Discord call-in line rooms that we have there at the top of our room listing. So once you do the setup, calling on Discord's actually easier, but you got to get through the setup portions because, you know, then you don't even have to dial a bunch of numbers. You just click on the room you want to join.
Yeah, people are used to that kind of thing by now.
Right. I guess. I don't know. I didn't know what Discord was before a year ago.
I know, but it took me a couple minutes, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's all there was to it.
Yeah, it's not hard to do.
Yeah.
It's easy. Just going to get jump through the hoops. Discord.lrn.fm, and there is a web app that you can kind of test it out with, but I recommend you download the actual app for it. All right, so Ian and Chris here in the studio. I said I got a piece that was actually was posted on Discord, because Discord is actually one of the ways I get some of the best show prep from our listeners who are just constantly putting interesting news stories into the news stories show prep chat room there on Discord. This one came from Footmatic, post from the New York Times, relatively short opinion piece by Brett Stevens or Steffens. An opinion columnist there. Headline, yes, Venezuela is a socialist catastrophe. In the age of AOC, meaning Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the lesson must be learned again. He starts out here saying, conspicuous by its absence in much of the mainstream news coverage of Venezuela's political crisis, because there's been a lot of news about Venezuela that has been big headlines this week. You know, for those of you who may not have heard, there's a bit of a division between two political sides there. One of them, the establishment, Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, who is now claiming his second term in office. And another one, the so-called opposition, who we learned this week are also socialists. But they're not Maduro, so therefore they're the good guys, according to them. We know Maduro's not the good guy.
Right.
But I don't know for sure
he's
if this,
proven that.
Juan Guaido is any better. Regardless, he's the outsider. And so Guaido is claiming that he is the rightful president of Venezuela. He's got the National Assembly, which is opposition-controlled, that backs him, Guaido. And Maduro, the so-called president, he's got the Supreme Court backing him.
So as I was saying before, I was speaking to a Venezuelan gentleman today.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the election, and I was like, well, Maduro doesn't really allow anyone to run against him, hasn't in the past.
He's arrested some of his competitors in the past.
But he was talking a little bit about that. He's like, no, the way it's written is that there, if the president declares there is no clear winner, then the president continues on while they investigate.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of the gist of it. So, yeah, basically, you are a banana republic dictator for life.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally corrupt. And and they have arrested his competitors in the past as well, just to disqualify them from, you know, being elected and all that. So that's what you've got. That's kind of the genesis of the international conflict. The international side of it comes into play when midpoint this week, I think it was Wednesday, Maduro ordered the U.S. diplomats to leave within 72 hours.
Yeah.
So we are now right near the tail end of that 72-hour deadline at this point. The U.S. government's response was basically, you're not the president, Maduro. We don't recognize you as the president. We're recognizing this Guaido character. And so since you're not the president, you don't have the right to order our diplomats out of your country. You can't break that agreement. You aren't the president, so therefore we're just going to stay put. We're going to stay right where we are. Now, there was another report saying that they did let their non-essential office staff or whatever leave the embassy, so that some of them have left, but they're staying put, purportedly, while on the other hand, Russia came back today and said, hey, look, first of all, the threat from the U.S. was, Maduro, if you mess with our guys, we're going to do something about it, suggesting perhaps some sort of military incursion into Venezuela. And Russia then came back with, because Russia backs the Maduro government, Russia came in and said, you mess with Maduro, we're going to come in to Venezuela as well. So it's turned into a potential flashpoint for international conflict at this point. And that's kind of what led us to this story. So, with all the coverage about Venezuela, the guy over at the New York Times is saying they've avoided using the word socialism. He says, yes, every sensible observer agrees that Latin America's once richest country, sitting atop the world's largest proven oil reserves, is an economic basket case, a humanitarian disaster, and a dictatorship whose demise cannot come soon enough. But socialist? Perish the thought. Or so goes the line of argument that insists socialism's good name shouldn't be tarred by the results of experience. On Venezuela, what you're likelier to read is that the crisis is the product of corruption, cronyism, populism, authoritarianism, resource dependency, U.S. sanctions, and trickery, even the residues of capitalism itself. Just don't mention the S word, because, you know, it's working really well in Denmark.
Right.
Now let's address that real fast here, because that is what some people have been saying as well. Yes. The Venezuelan socialism is the wrong kind of socialism. We need the Scandinavian socialism.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's the right way to do it.
The Scandinavian countries that have pretty much turned their back on socialism for going on a decade.
As far as the definition of the state ownership, the means of production, that kind of socialism?
Well, very much so. And even the idea of them being nothing but a huge socialist state, which is what American politicians love to claim.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's taxation of high levels in those states.
There is.
And wealth redistribution programs.
I went to to an Austrian economics, it was basically a conference of scholars. And needless to say, I was there as a visitor. But one gentleman who spoke was from Denmark, and he talked about, you know, the myth of this miracle. And so the basic timeline goes like this. The Scandinavian countries embrace capitalism and grow their wealth tremendously, like growth like we have never seen before, and they were good at it. And they had all this money. And they said, what can we do to share this wealth? And you had a lot of politicians who said, let's spread this around. Let's start these programs so we can help take care of people that need taken care of.
Hmm.
So they did it. And very quickly, it became very apparent that their spending was way, way out of control. And to do anything, they would have to raise taxes tremendously to maintain this level of service that everyone had grown accustomed to. And when they did that, they began scaling it back. So, you know, the Scandinavian countries are very quick to point out we are not socialists, we are capitalists. And what I would say is that is a lesson that they have learned by what they have brought upon themselves. And again, that's going from an economist from that part of the world. And I kind of give him a little bit of credence that things have trended very much the other direction. It's hard to roll those things back.
I know that when it comes to those countries, I think that was the Foundation for Economic Education did a piece on that a little while back. I'm pretty sure we shared it here on Free Talk Live, and it basically said kind of what you were saying there.
Right.
That's not to say they don't have wealth redistribution programs or anything like that.
Certainly.
There's still governments.
Right.
I mean, the U.S. government has socialist policies, Social Security, for instance, you know, government wealth, forced wealth redistribution. But ultimately, state ownership of the means of production, which is sort of the classic definition of socialism, that's not what's happening in the Scandinavian countries.
No.
That happened in Venezuela.
True.
Where Maduro and his predecessor nationalized industries and ran them into the ground.
Sure.
And then you've got all this bad economics at the same time of them basically just printing money like crazy and getting to hyperinflation. So let's talk more about what's going on down there as the Venezuela's in the headlines of the world right now. And again, we're coming up on the end of that 72-hour window. So what's the rest of this weekend going to look like? Sounds like Trump is going to call Maduro's bluff, or is it a bluff? In which case, will we be seeing international conflict within Latin America? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. About socialism and how it fails every single time. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The current world leader in failure is Venezuela, and it's an unfortunate situation if you are living there.
Sad.
For the rest of us, it's a lesson to be observed and hopefully learned from, even though the world doesn't seem to have learned its lessons when it comes to socialism and communism. It just keeps, the world just keeps having to teach these lessons. Whether or not people are paying attention is another question.
So, indeed.
We're sharing some of this story from the New York Times, and we'll continue that here in a moment. But I do want to let you know about Smart Cash. Smart Cash is yet another cryptocurrency, but there, you know, there's a lot of competition in the world of cryptos. What is it that makes Smart Cash different? Well, I mean, it certainly is fast, it's secure, and it's easy to use, but pretty much most cryptos can make those claims. Smart Cash, however, has its Smart Hive governance model, which actually allows you, a Smart Cash holder, if you are one, and it's not hard to get Smart Cash because they're less than 2 cents a piece, but the Smart Cash holder, you can actually vote on the proposals on how to use Smart Cash. So they have a promotional budget, basically a certain amount every month that gets added in there that they can spend in some way or another. Like one of the things they spent it on was advertising here on Free Talk Live. And so Smart Cash holders voted in favor of that proposal. So thank you for doing that. But every one smart that you have is one vote that you have. So you don't have to have some astronomical number of these things in order to be able to participate. One smart, it's one vote. You go to smartcash.cc, you can learn more there, and also learn about their smart rewards, which actually rewards you for holding on to over 1,000 smart. That's, you know, not even $20 worth at this point, so not hard to acquire that. And hold it for a month without any outgoing transaction in a wallet in which you you hold the keys, and you will get smart rewards every single month. Smartcash.cc is where you go to learn more. As we continue here, sharing the interesting piece from the New York Times, of all places, about the socialism in Venezuela and how it's a major failure. Pointing out initially here in the piece that the media seems to ignore this, that the media blames all kinds of things for the failure of Venezuela, but doesn't really talk about socialism. Obviously, let me go on here with the story, or curiously rather, that's not how the Venezuelan regime's admirers used to speak of 21st century socialism, as it was dubbed by Hugo Chavez. Remember, now the socialists are saying, oh, well, they did it wrong. They did it wrong. Now, we need to do it more like the, you know, the...
fill in the blank. They right. say this every time.
Right. So, as it was dubbed by Hugo Chavez, 21st century socialism, the late Venezuelan president said Britain's Jeremy Corbyn, quote, "He showed us there is a difference in a better way of doing things. It's called socialism. It's called social justice. And it's something that Venezuela has made a big step toward." Now, remember, this is back when Chavez was in charge. And everybody was, oh, this is great. Socialism.
The Venezuelan miracle. Hey, you had Jimmy Carter talking about it.
Noam Chomsky was similarly enthusiastic when he praised Chavez in 2009. He said at the time, quote, "What's so exciting about last visiting Venezuela is I can see how a better world is being created and can speak to the person who's inspired it."
I want to meme that. I want to use that quote under the picture of sad, starving people in
Venezuela.
Garbage
in the streets.
Right. Empty stores, shelves, no food to be had, no medicine to be had.
It's true.
That's what your miracle has brought.
Nor were many of the Chavez admirers overly worried about his regime's darker sides. Chomsky walked back some of his praise as Venezuela became more overtly dictatorial, but others on the left weren't as squeamish. In a lengthy obituary in The Nation, New York University professor Greg Grandin opined, quote, "The biggest problem Venezuela faced during his rule was not that Chavez was authoritarian, but that he wasn't authoritarian enough."
See? That's when you need a stronger strongman.
Right. He just wasn't ruling with enough of an iron fist. We need two iron fists.
Double down.
At least Grandin could implicitly concede that socialism ultimately requires coercion to achieve its political aims. Otherwise, it's human nature to find loopholes and workarounds and keep as much of your property as you can. That's more than can be said for some of Chavez's erstwhile defenders, who would prefer to forget just how closely Venezuela followed the orthodox socialist script. Government spending on social programs? Check. From 2000 to 2013, spending rose to 40% of GDP from 28%. Raising the minimum wage? Check. Nicolas Maduro, the current president, raised it no fewer than 6 times last year. Hey, those people must be really wealthy.
Except it did not come close to keeping up with inflation.
No.
No, but you got to make them feel better, so raise their rate of worthless money.
But the same thing. But okay, so even without, let's just address the minimum wage thing, because it's an issue still here in the United States
certainly.
To this day, and we don't have hyperinflation here, but the same problem is still persistent, which is to say that the raising of the minimum wage doesn't actually help anybody, regardless of inflation or hyperinflation,
sure.
Because raising the minimum wage just means that the business owners have to adjust things.
Right.
So you adjust either cut your staff, cut the current staff's hours, cut down the quality of the product that you happen, if you're a manufacturer, cut the quality, use some cheaper parts or whatever. And let's see, you can also, there's another one that I'm forgetting right now.
You can realize that some of the jobs that you previously offered poor people are now illegal.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Minimum wage laws make some jobs illegal.
Sure.
It's not a question of whether government says that some job is worth something. Employers know what jobs are worth. People know what jobs are worth. And some jobs just aren't worth $16 an hour. And if it's now illegal to pay someone what the job is worth, then you look at alternatives like robots to make flip frickin' burgers, which
yep.
is now being done.
That's the other one. So cut jobs, replace them with other ways to produce.
Technology.
That are more efficient. And then the other one was raise prices. It's like that's the last one
right.
they want to do. You don't want to raise your prices because that's when the customers will notice. But
sure.
Customers will also notice cutbacks. We talked about the within the last couple of weeks, New York City had a raise in minimum wage for their employees, businesses that have more than 10 employees, so 11 employees or more, they got to go up to $15 an hour. That's the deal. And so there was a story all about the restaurants and how they're handling this. They're cutting jobs.
Of course they are.
They're cutting out. One restaurateur was like, yeah, well, if you come here during lunchtime or, the middle of the day or whatever, we don't have a hostess anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to get rid of that position. They put a sign up. Seat yourself.
Yeah.
So that's one example. And then they were just cutting the existing staff, cutting their hours back. If you are a 11-person or 12-person business, try to cut it back to 10.
Right. So if this doesn't work, for a restaurant, how was Obamacare supposed to work? When if you exceeded 50, again, an arbitrary mm-hmm. number, once you went over 50 employees, then you were subject to all the whims of Obamacare. So what did we create? A whole bunch of companies with 49
right.
employees. That's exactly what happened.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts. More on Venezuela's socialism failure. And you can join us here. You can bring up what you want as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves. Also join our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen as workers breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm happy to go back to work.
But they know that it's only for 3 weeks.
As those federal employees, our livelihood should not be messed with as we move forward.
With a bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
So you can bring up anything you want. We're talking about Venezuelan socialism here. And I just was looking because I wanted to see, Chris, we're toward the end of the 72-hour deadline that Nicolas Maduro had given the U.S. diplomats. He said, we're breaking ties. You guys got to go. 72 hours, you got to be gone. And the Trump administration responded saying, yeah, we don't recognize you as the president, so therefore you aren't authorized to break the agreement, so therefore we're not going anywhere. And if you do something, we're going to bring our military in. It was basically what they said. Then Russia came in and said, well, if you do something to Venezuela, U.S., we're coming in. So it was looking pretty bad there. And so my question was, would Maduro blink? Turns out, according to ABC News, as of this evening, Maduro blinked. Venezuela's government has backtracked on the order that gave U.S. embassy personnel 72 hours to leave the country. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said it's now negotiating the establishment of a U.S. interests office in Venezuela and will allow U.S. embassy personnel to remain in the country while talks take place. So those talks could go for who knows how long.
Right.
So they're, so that was good. That's a little good news. We're not going to see international conflict yet.
It is.
In Venezuela. Hopefully never. But that's not the only breaking news in Venezuela. Just 90 minutes ago, the news has come out that a man identifying himself as Venezuela's military attaché in Washington has now broken with Nicolas Maduro. Of course, he's safely in Washington. And says he will now report to an opposition leader trying to wrest control of the government. In a video published Saturday, Colonel Jose Luis Silva called on other members of the military to join him in defecting from the Maduro government, saying they need to avoid attacking protesters whose only aim is to feed themselves. He said in the video, quote, "The armed forces have a fundamental role to play in the restoration of democracy." He said in an office video shot at the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, sitting in front of their flag. Venezuela's top commanders have pledged loyalty to Maduro's government in the days since National Assembly President Juan Guaido declared himself the interim leader with the aim of calling new elections in accordance with the Constitution.
So something else occurred earlier today that may have had something to do with his generals and military starting to defect.
Well, it's just the guy in Washington at this point.
Well, it's more of them that are switching over to the opposition side.
Well, there were 27 National Guardsmen within the last couple of weeks that tried to do some kind of an uprising, and they were crushed.
Pushed down.
Yeah, but you're saying others are flipping?
I'm just saying that one event may have something to do with that, too, and that was Maduro's attempt to withdraw $1.2 billion in gold from the Bank of England.
I just saw that story.
Yeah.
So and they denied him.
And they denied it, which made me think of, we have this saying in the Bitcoin and blockchain worlds that if you have the keys, it's your money. If you have the private keys to something, it's yours. This is like saying to Maduro, yeah, you thought you had the keys to your gold, but you don't really have the keys to
you
your
let
gold.
Us hold on to it.
You let us hold on to it, so we're not giving it to you.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, so if you think about that, in a country that's starved from real money.
Right.
Any money that has actual value that's not tanking at a 1,000,000% inflation rate, then I'm sure that $1.2 billion could have came in real handy in propping himself up.
And there was some talk about having those bank accounts, those outside Venezuelan bank accounts like you're talking about, whether it's gold or dollars or whatever it is that they've got, freezing those accounts and then handing them over to the opposition.
Yeah.
So there's actually been talk about that. I don't know if that's actually happened, but this sounds like step one, which is to freeze the account and at the very least not allow Maduro to get access to it. So those are that's what's going on in Venezuela right now, according to the news media. We've got more here, but let's go first to Diane. She's in Michigan listening to WTKG there in Grand Rapids. Hey, Diane.
Hey, I think that article is ridiculous.
What article?
And the one you were reading from.
About socialism?
I'm sorry?
The one about socialism?
Yes, and it's not ridiculous about socialism. It's ridiculous about that's why we're trying to take over Venezuela.
Who said we're trying to take over Venezuela?
Yeah.
No, who said that?
Venezuela because they've got oil and they won't do what we say.
Wait a minute, that's not happening.
No, not at all.
Right. What is the evidence that we are trying to take over Venezuela? Do you mean the U.S. federal government?
The government of the United States.
Where's the evidence for it?
That we're trying to take over Venezuela?
Yeah.
Oh, because the government of the United States, I know you don't include yourself, but, made the proclamation that the person that was elected is no longer the head of state, which is exactly what Trump is.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that?
Hold
on. Are you saying the majority of the Latin American countries are also trying to take over Venezuela? Because they said the same thing. How about Germany? How about the United Kingdom? How about France? How about Spain? I'm pretty sure all of them have weighed in. Those governments have weighed in as well. Is everyone trying to take over Venezuela?
How about anybody that the United States doesn't control is weighed in on the other side?
See, I'm kind of with her on this.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm with her too.
Yeah, I knew you would be. You believe almost everything she says.
I do.
You do, I know. But the idea that the United States would not side with whichever side it feels it can gain the most natural resources. The United States has a history of interference in foreign states for decades.
No doubt, but there's no military incursion.
56 times.
It doesn't always have to be military, and that's the point.
Well, of course they want to have a puppet if they can have one, and who knows if this guy's CIA or not. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not saying it's anything like that, but I am saying, the one book I keep going back to was Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the guy whose job was to when things were unstable, let's find out which side we stand the best chance with. It's a gamble. It's
that's
a toss of the dice.
That's just politics, though.
It is. With
that's not
billions,
takeover.
Billions of dollars behind it. So,
sure.
So should resources start to flow to the opposition guy, the U.S. can make sure a lot of money goes to the opposition guy.
Certainly.
Oh, we've already offered him $20 billion.
He's the right guy.
Are you
Diane? Not billion, $20 million. And we've also frozen the assets of Citgo for years now, which is one
well,
of the reasons.
That's a state-run company. It's run and owned by the Venezuelan.
Can't get their profits because we've blocked them. We've also sanctioned companies that try to do business in Venezuela.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of sanctions. I'd like to be clear. I'm not in favor of prohibiting Americans from doing business with people in Venezuela. I think that's a stupid idea. But regardless, are you saying you support the Maduro regime?
I'm not saying that what you're saying about socialism is wrong at all. I'm saying that this failed state failed because they had a lot of help from the United States government. In failing.
No, you're going to blame the U.S. government for Venezuela's failure? You're going to blame the U.S. government for the failure of socialism? Did the U.S. government force Venezuela to print a bunch of money?
Socialism of a state we couldn't control, who did everything we could to make sure we could control it.
The
last coup was 2002, and we've been plotting, not we, because the government of the United States has been plotting ever since to do it again.
And this is kind of fun. I love being the conspiracy guy in between the caller and
fine.
The
end. I'm not stating this well because I'm.
Oh,
really
no. That's all right. But the U.S. was just caught in a plan to try to increase the rate of inflation in Iran. I mean, that made news last year. That was part of the CIA's plan to destabilize the country was to...
What, print money and throw it into Iran?
Encourage their policy to move to one to be more inflationary to decimate their currency. That was the actual goal. I'll pull something up on that.
All right, Diane. So it sounds like you're taking the side of Maduro here, basically believing his claim that it was all the United States. It wasn't his economic policies. It's all the United States. If only they'd left us alone, we'd be rich.
And I won't go that far.
Bunch of crap. Hey, thanks for the call, Diane. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, including the conspiracy theory that it wasn't socialism that caused Venezuela's dire horrifying circumstances with people skipping meals because they just don't have the food, with ridiculous hyperinflation happening constantly. No. It's all to do with the U.S. government. Now, look, I'm not in favor of the U.S. government, okay? I want to be clear. I'm not in favor of their meddling. I'm not in favor of their sanctions or any of the nonsense that they're doing. But the same claims were made by the predecessor to Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, over there in North Korea. They would blame the U.S. government for their blackouts at night.
Yep. So here's what I'll say, because I was the one introducing some questions into this. Number one, socialism kills people. You and I know
government kills people.
Well, the implementation of socialism allows governments to kill in much greater numbers.
More people.
And sadly. Socialism kills, no doubt about it. What I'm saying is U.S. foreign policy is so opportunistic and so tied into, remember that whole, you know, beware the military-industrial complex, going back to Eisenhower. I truly believe, and there's a lot of indications that this is the case, that we send in our economic hitmen. Mm-hmm. And when things look like they're capable of being swayed one way or another, it's not just we're nudging policies in this direction because we can make more money in the short term.
Yeah.
It's making major change and decimating countries if we can pull it off, so we make big money later on. So all I'm saying is that, you know,
are you saying the U.S. government backed Chavez for the purpose of destroying Venezuela?
What I'm saying is that U.S. Powers at some point probably figured out some sort of a game plan to, if it was already headed towards disaster, to make it go faster and to make sure that their side is going to come out enriched out of that process.
Well, whoever it was, they weren't mega corporations, because the corporations got nationalized within Venezuela. They were taken over and run into the ground. But, so, I mean, I don't know who these moneyed interests are. They certainly aren't people who have investments there.
Well, stretch your timeline out, because that's what U.S. does, is we don't always look at the two-year plan.
Uh-huh.
We may be looking at the five-year plan. The Chinese, they look at a thousand-year plan. They're okay doing that. We're a little bit more short, but that's the principle, that we will meddle in your affairs, and we do it constantly.
The U.S. government.
The U.S. government.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they are meddlers. There's no doubt about it. But to do what that caller did and place the blame on the U.S. government is, this is why.
Oh, that's where I strayed completely. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, with every one of these incidents, you're going to have the hands of the U.S. government overtly. And you're going to have it covertly. There are going to be actions that are taken at very low levels.
Sure. They want to support the people who are going to be most friendly to them.
Right.
So they're going to support this Guaido character because Maduro is openly hostile to them. I mean, it's obvious that they're going to do whatever they can to support this guy, probably funneling him money, probably, you know, sending him whatever it is that he needs to try to take the reins of power so he'll be more friendly to the United States government. That has nothing to do with the failure of socialism. It's a distraction from the idea of why socialism is a failure. And they actually address it here in this article with a quote from Margaret Thatcher, mm-hmm. who said, well, why is it that socialism doesn't ever work? It's because eventually you run out of other people's money. Okay? You can't tax forever. You can't continue to increase taxes because you will drive the productive people out of the economy.
Yes, you will.
Take over all the businesses, nationalize the industry like they did in Venezuela, you've just destroyed the economic engines that actually make people wealthy and allow them to put food on the table. You then put it in the hands of the government, and they run it into the ground. We can tell you more from the story here, but let's go to Joe, also in Grand Rapids, listening to WTKG. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, socialism is what destroyed Venezuela. It wasn't the United States.
That's right.
Like you said, you know, they kicked out all the evil capitalists who knew what they were doing and had a profit motive to do it right.
Right.
And they had a bunch of bureaucrats take over these industries.
One of the biggest enemies, according to Nicolas Maduro in the last 5 years, was a major food corporation CEO. He would love to point to this guy as some sort of cause of problems. And they wanted to take over, and I believe they did nationalize at least a couple of the food companies there in Venezuela.
The gentleman I was talking to today, who again, Venezuelan,
yep.
was telling me of his sister, his other sister, who had a reduction in pay. She was second or third person in charge of a major food company down there.
Yep.
She is now down to $26 equivalent U.S. Per month.
My God.
Yeah, and we're talking like third or fourth. Like you're the senior vice president X in a company. Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe. What else did you want to say?
These dictators, they always have a scapegoat. And
yeah.
I mean, man, just look at history. Read Animal Farm by Orwell. It's the same junk. You get a group of thugs who take over the government. They say they're going to, you know, look out for the workers and the common man.
Mm-hmm.
And they become worse than the oppressors that they replaced. You know, it's
And they get fat as their people start losing weight because they can't get three meals a day. They're skipping a meal or two every day.
They ate all the zoo animals down there, for Pete's sake.
It's crazy.
Wake up.
Joe, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight.
Man.
I appreciate it. So back to the story here from the New York Times on socialism in Venezuela. They're kind of going through the checklist of the things that, you know, all the socialists say you got to have in socialism. Raising the minimum wage. Well, they did it 6 times last year. Didn't make a damn bit of difference. Government spending on social programs. They got that up to 40% of GDP as of 2013. And Naomi Klein, or excuse me, an economy based on co-ops, not corporations, check. As Naomi Klein wrote in her fawning 2007 book, The Shock Doctrine, quote, Chavez has made the co-ops a top political priority. By 2006, there were roughly 100,000 cooperatives in the country, employing more than 700,000 workers.
Oh, my gosh.
And lest we forget, all of this was done as Chavez won election after another during the oil boom years. Indeed, one of the chief selling points of Chavismo to its Western fans wasn't just that it was an example of socialism, but democratic socialism, too.
Ah.
If the policy prescriptions were familiar, the consequences were predictable. Government overspending created catastrophic deficits when oil prices plummeted. Because, you know, governments don't stop spending once revenue goes down.
Oh, God, no.
When oil prices plummeted, worker co-ops wound up in the hands of incompetent and corrupt political cronies. The government responded to its budgetary problems by printing money, leading to inflation. Inflation led to price controls, leading to shortages. Shortages led to protests, leading to repression and the destruction of democracy. Thence to widespread starvation, critical medical shortages, an explosion in crime, and a refugee crisis to rival Syria's. All of this used to be obvious enough, but in the age of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it has to be explained all over again. And as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, eventually you run out of other people's money, and that's why socialism fails. So what now? The Trump administration took exactly the right step, says the author here, in recognizing National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's constitutionally legitimate president. It can bolster his personal security by warning Venezuela's generals that harm will come to them if harm comes to Guaido. It can enhance his political standing by providing access to funds that can help him establish an alternative government and entice wavering figures in the Maduro camp to switch sides. It can put Venezuela on the list of state sponsors of terrorism and warn Cuba that it will be returned to that list if they continue to aid Caracas's intelligence apparatus. So these are all ways the U.S. government can manipulate. He's giving ideas here of what you were talking about, them manipulating the international situation. And they can even say here they could arrange legal immunity and a plane for Maduro, his family, and other leading members of the regime if they will agree to resign now. And this has happened before, right?
Right.
Where these scum who have ruled with an iron fist over these countries just gets to waltz off into the sunset.
Absolutely.
And retire in Chile or wherever it is they end up.
Well, they're probably facing some health problems, too. That's always a good excuse.
Maduro, he's well-fed.
Well, yeah, but there's usually it's pretty common that, well, you know, they needed medical help too, so they agreed to fly to the United States on a little airline called Evergreen Air, which is always the one the CIA trucks to. Yeah, whoever needs out of country.
In the meantime, it says surely there's a compound in Havana where that gang can live out their days without tyrannizing a nation. In the meantime, the larger lesson of Venezuela's catastrophe should be learned. 20 years of socialism, cheered by Corbyn, Klein, Chomsky, and co., led to the ruin of a nation. They may not be much embarrassed, much less personally harmed, by what they helped to do. It's for the rest of us to take care that it never be done to us. Of course, the problem is, it's already being done. It's just being implemented much slower, and they haven't done the state takeovers of industry here in the U.S., so the economics haven't really been too messed up, although they certainly are printing money, just not as quickly here. So it's just a difference in degrees, that's all. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Get your hats for the Keen Great over at Route101Gifts.com.
Nice. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.